Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, first of all, thank you again for this day. Thank you for this great opportunity. Thank you for your love. Thank you for a heart to serve you and for all that you do. Everyone here today. Lord, show them what love really feels like. We love you so much. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. First of all, I want to say I am so honored and blessed to be here again today to preach the gospel, and it means so much to me. And so I'm dealing with the matter, dealing with the heart. And it's so important in Luke chapter 8, in verse 12, it said, the seed that fell on the footpath represent those who hear the message only to have the devil come and take it away from their hearts and prevent them from believing and being saved. That's Luke chapter in verse 12. So that's so important that Satan, his mission is to get you to really miss the mark. He wants to take whatever God puts in your heart and try to erase it before it can take root. But I want to give you some things to help you. I'll switch over. Yeah. Give me a second. We were testing this out. It worked for the funeral. So we wanted to. I told D'Angelo, I said, man, I hate holding this mic, man. It just drives me crazy, right? So when we're dealing with the heart, it's so important in the matters of the heart. And so the thing is, we often talk about the mind is a terrible thing to waste. But the thing that really drives the heart, the mind, is your heart. And what's in your heart? If it get downloaded in your heart, then that's an issue. That's a real, real issue. And it's a real, real blessing, right? So we kind of want to talk about the importance of a heart to serve, a heart to serve. In Matthew, chapter 20, starting at verse number 20, Jesus was teaching about servitude, right? But here's the thing that's so important, Melanie. Just like the disciples, a lot of us are self-centered. And it's really about us. We talk about God. We talk about we love the Lord, and he means so much to me, and all this kind of stuff. And I serve God with my heart and everything. But the disciples felt the same way. But what was in their heart, remember what I told you before, what comes from the heart will touch the heart. And in their heart, we found out what was really going on. Even though they were walking with Christ every day, they saw the miracles and they saw things going on. They did not understand their mission and what he's trying to get them to accomplish, right? And so in Matthew chapter 20, in verse 20, it says, then the mother of James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus with her son. She knelt respectfully to ask a favor. She said, what is the request? Jesus asked her. She replied, in your kingdom, please let my two sons sit in place of honor next to you, one on the right and the other one on the left. But Jesus answered by saying to them, you don't know what you are asking. You don't know. Everybody say you don't know. You don't know what you're asking. Take that. I don't know what's going on with this. Let me take this thing. Hold that for me. Yep. He said, you don't know what you're asking. He said, you are able to drink from this bitter cup of suffering I'm about to drink. Then he says, they said, oh, yes, they replied, we're able. Now, I want you to hear this. So they thought they were in there. They thought they saw what Jesus was doing. They felt like they had the power. They had been watching the miracles, and they want the power that Jesus have, and they want to move like Jesus moved. But then in verse 23, Jesus told them, he says, you will indeed drink from my bitter cup. But I, and watch what he said, and it's important for you guys to hear this part. He said, but I have no right to say who will sit on the right or my left. This is Jesus talking. He said, I don't have that right. All right? He says, but my Father has prepared those places for those or the ones he chose. All right? Now, he said, I don't have a decision in this. This is Jesus talking. He said, but my Father has already made that decision, right? And he determined who's going to do it. Then in verse 24, he says, when the 10 other disciples heard what James and John had asked, they were indignant. But Jesus called them together, and he said, you know that the rulers in this world lord it over their people, and officials flaunt their authority over those under them. But among you, it will be different. Everybody say it'll be different, right? So among you, it should be different. And this is important. Don't miss this because it's about the heart to serve, right? Everybody said different. He said, whoever wants to be a leader among you, everybody knows what's about to happen. You got to be a servant. Everybody say you got to be a servant. So if you want to be a leader, in order to be a leader, you got to remember it's not about you. It's never about you. It's always about serving. It's something about God. He says, listen, I want to express myself through others. I need to get into the heart of man so they have a heart to serve others. Everybody says serve others. It's important. He said, whoever wants to be a leader among you must be a servant. Whoever wants to be first among you must become a slave. For even the Son of Man, everybody said the Son of Man. And here, this is important. Look at verse 28. For even the Son of Man came not to be what? But to what? To serve. Everybody said serve others. Right now, so you got to have a heart for this thing. This is different, right? It's not about talking about it. It's about being about it. People need to know that God is real, right? And the only way they're going to know God is real is the way you treat people. It's important that you, listen, I don't care what you talk about. It's about how you treat people, right? It's how you serve people. My mission, if you want to be great and you want to be a successful business, whatever you're doing, I tell people all the time, if you want to go into business and you want a successful business and you want your business to prosper, use this method. Serve the people. Always remember, don't go in trying to make a lot of money because money come and go, right? If you want to be great, serve the people. People don't care what you have. They really don't. They really care about the way you treat them. And if people know that you're going to do something to help them, right, they'll become more transparent. They'll become more open, honest, right? And then watch it. They'll really, really feel your heart, right? They'll know what you're all about, right? You can't talk about I'm a Christian, I'm born again, I love the Lord, I'm saved, and I'm sanctified, and I'm Holy Ghost filled. Nobody cares about you being Holy Ghost filled if you don't serve people. People don't care about you speaking in tongues. They really don't. They don't care if you shout. They don't care how well you sing. They don't care how well you dance. They don't care how well you preach. All they care about is how well you serve, right? Because the reason why is because he built it in us, right? God, the reason why you're here is because God wants to serve people. And he wants to do it through you, right? He downloaded him in you so you can be him, right? You don't need anybody else. All you need is him. All you got to do is go inward and understand your relationship with God, and then look at people the way God look at people and serve the people. And if you want, it doesn't matter what situation you're in. I don't care how dark it look. If you serve people, I promise you, right, God will bless you beyond your wildest dreams. He will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings you don't even have room enough to receive, right? You would never, ever really, really go without. You can never serve people and then go and want. It won't happen because God is a spirit, right? And spirit works in the hearts and minds of people. And if you serve people, listen to the principle. You reap what you, if you sow it, you're going to reap it. If you serve people, man, people are going to serve you, right? And some of you all got the testimony. You were down on your knuckles, right? You didn't know which way to go, and somebody blessed you. Somebody came through in the nick of time and took care of you. What they was doing was serving you, right? And here's the thing. A lot of time we forget, because our heart is not right, that other people served us. We forget that we was in trouble and our back was against the wall and God sent an angel out of nowhere to help us out. And they came and served us, man, in a time we felt like our world is going to collapse. We didn't know which way to turn. And God sent an angel to serve us, right? Somebody with a heart of God came in right in the nick of time and delivered us, right? So it's important to understand Jesus' mission, right? When he came into this world, the power of the Holy Spirit in him gave him a mind to serve the people. He said, I did not come here to be served. I know you guys want to worship me and you want to go around and think I'm the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but that's not my mission. I didn't come here for you to worship and glorify me and praise me and tell everybody how good your relationship is with me. I came here to show you how to serve people. I didn't come here to be served. I came here to serve, right? And I want to make disciples of men, right? A disciple is make people like them. He wanted you to be like him. He wanted you to look at the least of them and make them great. He said, I want you to look at someone who has nothing, who backs against, and you have the ability to serve them and then serve them as though you are working for me. He said, but it does not happen if your heart is not right. If your heart is not right, you don't care nothing about nobody but you. Right? And you think it's your car. You think it's your money. You think it's your prestige. You think it's your title. You know, nobody cares about me being Pastor Duran. Right? All they care about is, do he serve people? How does he treat people? That's what they want to know from you. He don't need you to shout. He don't need you. It's good to come down the aisle and dance. It's good to, you know, get it and get the music on. And that's fine and dandy. But when you get through dancing through the aisles and flipping down up the aisles and going through the aisles, service is going to be over about an hour and a half. Right? Now, what you going to do with all the energy you have pent up inside of you? Right? Now you go out and people want to know, what was she shouting about? Let's see her shouting in real time now. Right? But you like, no, all of a sudden now you want to talk about somebody. Now you want to talk about what they don't have and what they need to do. Like you don't need to do something. Right? So it's about having this heart to serve people. It's not about you, it's about others. So when you look in the eyes of, I don't hurt people. I don't want to hurt you. That's not my mission. That's not my goal, to find out things about you and try to destroy your life. What benefit does it do for the kingdom for me to tell somebody about your life and about your shortcoming? Because while I'm talking about you, somebody else is talking about me. So don't you fool yourself. We're not too different. Because there's some things going on in your life, you just thank God that he don't pull the blanket off you. I don't care if you're 16 or 65. It doesn't matter, right? We all got some things that we pray to God that he don't reveal. So when you're looking at someone else, finding all their faults and all their flaws, all you got to do is do a heart check. Because something's wrong with your heart when you're spending all your energy trying to find out what's wrong with somebody else. Right? And they needed to get it together. They need to do, yeah, they do. Yeah, and so do you. You just dressed up and need to get it together. You know, they don't have no money to put a suit over theirs. Right? See what I'm saying? So they can't hide theirs. They raw. Right? And here's the thing. God show you people in raw form so you know what you need to do. And all you have to do is give somebody a, hey, how you doing? What can I do to help you? How can I serve you, right? Because everybody needs somebody to know that somebody care. I don't care who you are. You can act like you don't need anybody. I don't care how we look. We want somebody to know that I need you, all right? Now, so it's important. So in Galatians it says, for you have been called. Everybody say, I've been called to live in freedom. Watch this, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. What he's saying is, don't take your freedom in Christ to try to satisfy you and not think about people that are self-centered and controlled by their sin nature. Is never about anybody else. It's always about me. Right? I know you want to build your portfolio, but it's not about you. Then he goes, says, instead, use your freedom to do what? Serve one another. Use your freedom. Listen, you have the freedom to be whoever God called you to be. Use your freedom to serve and not destroy. Right? So you're not bound by. We did not talk about. The freedom that you have, use your freedom to love people for who they are. Because I'll tell you, you don't get to change anybody. You just get to influence them by the way you love. It's the way your heart, it's your heart that makes the difference. It's your heart that makes the church. That's what makes the church, right? I heard a guy once say, he said, your kids don't even love you as much as you love them. Right? You serve them unconditionally, right? But we can't get them to serve us unconditionally. That stuff is always conditional. So we have to, the only way we can get them to serve us like that, we got to get God inside of them. We got to get God activated in their life. We got to really introduce God in their life and let them know who God is, because they don't realize that they are here to serve just like we're here to serve. And just like we love them unconditionally, we need them to love other people unconditionally. Man, how much better would the world be? You know, we can shout and I can tune it up and I can dance and everybody can feel good. But when you leave here, the only thing matter is what's in the heart. I need a heart transplant. I need a heart transplant. Lord, I need you to change. Because I've been so wounded. I've been so emotionally damaged, right, that I don't even know how to love. Well, then you need to be born again. You need to go back inside of you, because nobody else can do it but you. Right? You got to go inside of you and realize that whatever happened, it all working together for my good. Now, if you want to get out of something, whenever you're in a jam, Sister Shirley, the way you get out of the jam is serve your way out of it. If you want to get out of something, you're in a funk, serve somebody. Go and serve. Somebody turn the air on. Turn these, man, y'all got Sister Denise Simmons. Denise Quinn is about to die. Turn these things on, man. Come on. She can't finish. Turn them on. If I can't breathe, I just can't. But turn them on. I don't want everybody hot, right? When they hot, they want to leave. So they want to leave. I want to keep them there. They're like, man, it's hot up here. Woo! Right? Now, everybody says serve one another. All right? That's what it's all about. Now, listen. Watch this here in John. After washing their feet, remember, this is everybody, this is the king. This is your Lord and Savior. This is the Christ, right? He says, after washing their feet, he put on a robe again, and he sat down, and he asked, do you understand what I was doing? Do you understand what I was doing? Do you have any clue what I was doing in your life, right? I'm washing your dirty feet. Do you understand? He said, you call me the teacher. You call me the Messiah. You call me your Lord of Lords. He says, watch this here. And yes, you're right, because I am. But watch this here, though. Then he says, and since I, everybody say I. Now he's telling me, he said, now since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to do what? He said, listen, if you want this relationship with God, and you tell me, I love the Lord, and he heard my cry. And he said, you got your little devotional room, you got your little prayer room with your scriptures on the wall, and you got your little Bible open up in there. He said, listen, when you leave out of there, I want you to leave out of there with a mind to be like Christ. So when you walk out of there, he said, you got to walk out of there with a mind to serve people. He said, when you leave out of there, you got to have a mind to serve people. And remember this. This is important. People are broken. Hear me, man. People are broken, right? You didn't break them, right? God just brought them into your life, man, to show them some love. The reason why they're in your sphere of influence, so you can show them what God's love feels like. Because they've been so broken before they got to you. Right? So when you look at their brokenness, man, don't beat them down because of their brokenness. Because you know how it was when you were broken. You said, Lord, if you can just send somebody. Lord, if you can just deliver me. Lord, if you can just heal me. You know, if I asked everybody to stand up who's addicted to something. Don't do it. I said, right? Everybody going to think this is an addicted church because everybody going to stand up, right? And you was addicted to something, and it had you so bad, you didn't know if you was going or coming. And you was in the mirror, nobody but you, after you turned the lights off and everything. You said, Lord, if you just heal me, Lord. Lord, if you can just deliver me from this. Lord, please, Lord, take this. If you can get this taste out of my mouth, I promise you I'll serve you for the rest of my life. And God said, okay, I'm going to test you. And then he delivered you. And you got saved and sanctified. And then you looked at somebody and said, you need Jesus. Right? And all you do is run them down about their addiction when you knew you was the same person and you prayed that God delivered you and it was God that delivered you. Right? And some of you all, God didn't deliver you all the way. He just stopped it a little bit to show you who you really were. Because you thought you was, he said, listen, okay, listen, I'm going to clean you up, right? And I'm going to send you back, right? But I'm sending you back to heal, and I'm sending you back to deliver. So if you go back with a mindset to serve, they won't get you, right? If I'm going back with a mindset to deliver and to heal, they won't get me. Because I'm coming back with all the power. Because I'm coming out with a God mindset. So when I come back into the situation, some people say, you can't go back into the situation. You can't go back. You can go back into the situation. But you got to go back into the situation with the mindset to deliver. You got to go in with a heart that I don't want another person to suffer like I suffer. I can't take it. I do whatever I can. I give up all I have to help deliver you. Right? Because your heart has changed. And then they can throw all kind of drugs at you. They can throw all kind of sex at you. They can throw all kind of money. It won't even touch you. It doesn't have the power to engulf you anymore. Because your whole mission is to serve. It doesn't flip till you change your mindset. Right? So now it's important that he's going to bring you into a situation, but he needs your heart right to do it. He's going to change. He can change your world. He can change your community. He can change your family. Right? Even if you're in school, kids, and you know school is hard for you, right? I tell you what, serve the kids in school, and it's going to seem like you got a little smarter. Right? It's like things that open up for you, right? You say, oh, I didn't understand that. It's because it's something when you serve. Everybody say, I need to be a servant. Right? If Jesus can wash somebody's feet, surely I can. I'm not telling you to go wash people's feet because I know you're not going to do it because you don't even wash your feet right now. So we're not talking about, but when he's talking about, he's really talking about serving people. He's not really talking about washing. He's trying to get him an example of serving people. Right? And he said, and then when you do it, he said, then people are going to make you great. That's why when he died, right, the people, they went crazy, right? Because they said, man, our Lord, they killed our Lord. Right? Why? Because he was just serving the people. And they just loved him, people. And guess who he worked with? He wasn't in the castles. He was working with the least of them. Everybody say the least. The ones that you call broken. The one you say didn't have nothing, went about nothing, was addicted. All the people that weren't no good in society, those are the ones he went in to show what love was all about. And he was taking his disciples into places like that so they can see, I'm going to leave you, right? And then you're going to come behind me. That's why he deputized them and he sent them out. He said, listen, I want you to go ahead of me and preach the gospel. And I'm going to empower you to deliver people and heal people. Because that's what service is all about. You got to have a heart to serve. It's important. Philippians says this, don't be selfish. Everybody said, don't be selfish. That means don't go in thinking it's about you. Right? Don't try to impress others. Nobody's impressed with how much scripture you know. Nobody cares about your theology. Nobody cares who you work for. Nobody really cares about your title. They want to know what you're going to do with your title. They might say, oh, man, he's the CEO, right? But if you're the CEO and you won't help anybody, you're just an OCE, right? You're the CEO, you're nothing. If you won't do anything with it, who are you? If God elevates you to a position of power, what good are you if you don't serve the people? The company pay you. I would actually raise your hand or stand up if you was making a lot of money, but somebody might ask to borrow some. Listen, so I won't do you like that, right? But the more money somebody pay you, the more money a company pay you, the reason why they give you the money, because they want you to serve the people. In some form or fashion, they want you to take your gift and serve your gift to the people and help their company grow. In the event that you stop doing it, in the event that you become a deficit or a liability, they remove you. Because it's always about serving people. Everything we do is about serving. And we all connected. He said, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble. Everybody say humble. Think of others as better than yourself, right? Be humble. The reason why you can do that, Damon, is because God is in them just like he's in you, right? And if you see God being in people, it's easy for me to think of you as much as me because I can see the God in you. But if my heart is not right and it's dark, I don't see God in you. I see the devil. I mean, the devil is a lie. You say something, all you see is the devil in him. Right? But I can show you, I don't care how wicked somebody is, I can always point God out in their life. God is always in there trying to press his way through, and he needs you. If you want to stop struggling, stop serving people. Quit being selfish. Be humble. Quit thinking you're arrogant. Don't think you're bigger than life. Quit being arrogant and cocky and thinking you're somebody special. Right? Just be humble, and the people will make you special. Right? The people will make, everybody say the people. If you serve the people will make you great. You don't have to try to be great. And the greater you get, the more, young people, hear this out. The more you help other people, right, the greater you become. And the greater you come, the more you serve. And the more you serve, the greater you get. And the greater you get, the more you serve. The higher you go, the lower you go. So as you lift me up, I'm going down. You try to take me up, I'm going down. If they say, Pastor, Spurs said, Pastor, you should be doing that. Then I wait till he leave and then I do it. Right? And then he go tell Camilla, man, Pastor, he doing what everybody else doing. Because they, you know what, guess what happened? So now I call him at 2 o'clock in the morning. He said, Mel, I got to go up there because Pastor called me. The reason why, because if you serve, right, they're going to make you great. And then they realize that you don't think you're better than them. Then they'll come back and serve you. And then when they serve you, guess what you do? Keep serving. And then you keep going up. But your heart got to be right. You got to have a heart for that. Most of us don't have a heart. We got a mind to make money. How much money can I make? How much money I can invest? Raise your hand, you invest money. Yeah, you want your money to make money, right? Just be careful. Because the money is made based on people. Everything is based on people. Everything is based on people. One person can say something in the stock market and you can lose all your money in 30 seconds. One person can make it. Warren Buffett can say, well, you know, that stock is, and right now you had $100,000, you're down to $50. It'll crash in 30 seconds. One person. Or he can get up and say, man, Warren Buffett can say, hey, listen, you want to buy Amazon. It's on sale for $30. And it's going up to everybody going to buy it. Guess what's going to happen to the stock? One person said it. Wow, man, you got that kind of power too. Life and death is in the power of what? The tongue. Won't you speak life? Why don't you do that? If your heart is right and God is working inside of you, whatever you say, he's saying. Whatever he do, you doing. because he's working through you. Everybody says he's working through you. But you got to be humble and don't think of others more than you. Only way you can do it is you serve them. Otherwise, you won't think of them more than you. So when he says, be humble, think of others as better than yourself. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. He said, don't pay attention, but listen, it ain't just about you. If you want to be great in the kingdom, get your heart right, and then put your heart on other people. Right? And then entrust it. I got so much confidence in God, it's crazy. I just believe if I ask you, you're going to do it. I just believe it. I believe with all my heart that you're going to do it. And the reason why I believe it so much, Tiffany, because I know if you ask me, I'll do it. Right? So, and if you know you got that kind of heart, what stops us? Don't nothing stop. Everybody say nothing. Nothing will stop us, right? All right. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. And he gave himself up for a ransom. He said, I'm willing to put my life on the line that they may live. It ain't about, well, praise the Lord, God is good. No, I put my life on the line so the world could be a better place. Because it was about people, human beings in the earth, moving about as God. He said, I'm willing to die for this thing. He said, I'm willing to die. I'm willing to put my life on the line for them. Kill me if it gets somebody saved. Then he says, God, Father, make them one. Like we are one. Let them see it. Let them realize the power that I have, they can have, and have it even greater. Now, if Jesus tell you that, said the works that I do, you'll be able to do even greater, then why would you model it? If you believe that Jesus is all he say he is, why don't you model his behavior? He said that, listen, the works that I do, this is Christ talking, you can do even greater. He said, I didn't come to be served. I came to serve. So if he came to serve and not be served, and he's great, and I can be greater than him, I'm like, bring it on, Jesus. I said, I got this. I can work this show. Right? I don't have to want for nothing. I don't have to like. All I got to do is serve the people. Right? And then I'd be as great as him. Everybody says, you can't be greater than Jesus. Well, he shouldn't have lied then. You want to call Jesus a lie? Tell him he lied. Because he the one said it. I didn't say it. But do you believe it? Do you believe he resides inside of you? Do you believe it so much that when people see you, they really get to see what God looked like in real time? Do you really believe God resides in you? If you believe it, let's start moving like it. Because all God wanted to do was serve the people and love the people. And he said, I want you to have unconditional love. And he did everything he can, everything in his power, to teach people about loving and caring, right? And then here's the thing. I got a couple things. I'm about to wrap this up. Work with enthusiasm as though you are working for the Lord rather than for people. So everything I'm doing it for the Lord. I love my wife because of the Lord. She loved me for real because of the Lord. Because if it wasn't for the Lord, she probably wouldn't, right? It's the Lord. So she worked for the Lord. So she do right by me because she loved him. And because she do right by him, she do right by me. And so we have a pretty good marriage because we try to follow him. So even when I get mad and she get mad and we get upset with each other and whatever and we look at each other cross-eyed, we say, what does Jesus have to do about this? Right? And y'all laughing, but that's for real talk. That's the only reason she ain't left me. Because I ain't that great, right? But I said, you're messing around. I'm connected to the man, right? So what I do is I just keep serving. I serve hard so she won't try to leave. Y'all laughing. I promise y'all, I try to do everything she asked me to do. I try to serve her, Pentecost. I try to give her what she wants, whatever. I don't care what it is. If she kind of mentions, I do it. I said, if I keep serving her, she ain't got no choice. She don't even have a choice. She want to get mad and not do it. She can't help but do it. She like, I ain't doing nothing no more. What you want? I said, y'all, listen, I'm telling you, it worked. It's been going good for 39 years. Say, pretty good plan. Listen, and that's real talk. I'm not making this up. I'm being humorous about it. But I promise you, the only reason my marriage lasts, right, because I'm not that great. But I promise you, I told her, you ain't going to outlove me. And you ain't going to outserve me. So we be trying to compete. If I buy her something, she try to buy me something twice. You know, because women are like incubators. Whatever you get them, they give it back to you 10 times. So I said, I got it. So if I want some 10 times big, I just buy her some. Then I get it back 10 times better. Right? So you serve. You do it. Right? And when you serve, that's what it's all about. Right? And it changed your marriage. It changed your relationship on your job. It changes everything when you have a heart to serve. If you're serving people, you're never going to hurt. Ain't no way in the world you're going to call nobody you're serving out of their name. You're not going to hurt nobody. You're trying to serve. You ain't going to belittle nobody. You're trying to serve. Anybody you're serving, you're going to do everything. You're going to be talking good about them. So focus on, everybody say focus on serving. All right, now I'm about to wrap this thing up, right? So some common barriers is time restraint, fear, lack of resources, right? Only reason those are barriers, because we don't know who the power source is. We don't know who controls time. We don't realize that fear is only an illusion. Fear, it only really exists, people. Fear don't really exist. It's only in your mind. So you're afraid of something that'll have no power over you. So if you want to get rid of it, serve it. Whatever you're afraid of, flip the script and serve it. Right? And watch it go away. Because now I'm not afraid of it anymore. It's important to understand. So brothers and sisters, when trouble of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity to be great. Whenever something comes up in your life that's challenging, this is your opportunity to be Michael Jordan in the fourth quarter with the ball in your hand and the game on the line, right? You get to be great, right? Because now what I'm going to do, I'm going to pull out my ace in the hole. I love to play spades. Only way I can't beat is Margaret, but I can beat everybody else, right? Now, so, and I'm working on her, right? So, you know, I always keep the trump. I might cheat and put it up my sleeve. No, I'm just playing. But I got the trump card. Listen, I got the trump card. You can't beat me. I got the trump card. Right? I know you think you can beat me, but I got it. Right? I got it. I keep it. The trump card is serve the people. You always win. Even when it looks like you're losing. Even when you think you lost your job, somebody else is watching and God gonna bless you. When you're serving people. Somebody's always watching you. Remember I was telling you last week about the guy told Sam, hey, Sam, you didn't get no offering. Sam had no idea somebody in South Carolina was watching him. Somebody looking to bless you. Somebody want to give away some money, and they watching you and seeing are you worthy of it. The reason why I know it, because I've done it. You know, I used to take pictures, and I just watch people. And I would ask all kind of questions. If they was a servant and they did stuff, and kids was in high school and they was a senior, if they was volunteering for a lot of stuff and all that, man, I always try to slip their pictures in, give them a discount. They didn't know they were about to get it, or they say, man, you know, I go to church and I'm in my youth ministry. Then they get a discount. Some get them free. They had no idea what's happening. And when I served them, guess what? Somebody else come along and buy like $1,000 worth of pictures. Every time I gave away something free, somebody else gave me a lot more money on the next end of it. And some people steal my pictures and copy them. And when they stole them and copied, then God turned somebody else around. And whatever they were going to spend, somebody else bought it three times over. And I would tell the people, listen, don't nobody even like your kid like that. Don't buy all them pictures. They buy them anyway. Y'all think I'm making this up. Am I making this up? I'm not making it up. That's for real. I said, listen, nobody likes your kid. They're not going to put your kid in their wallet. He said, I don't care. I want 150 wallets. I said, you don't even know 150 people. But what it was because I blessed somebody else, man, God was blessing me. So your trump card is your servant. Everybody's a servant. So today is the day that's going to change your life forever. You're going to change. Today, Your salvation going to be in serving people. So when you go home today, if you're married or you're dating, you got somebody, you got a significant other that you would like to get on your last nerve, flip the script on them. Don't get mad at them no more. Just serve them. You're not going to change them anyway. Right? So just serve them. Once you start serving them, God going to change them. He said it ain't going to happen. He'll change them, move them. But he's going to work on your behalf. And you got to believe he's going to work on your behalf. So you got to make sure your heart is right. But you don't understand what he are like. You don't understand what she's like. God don't care about them. He care about you. Everybody says about me. It's how humble I am. It's how I serve people. It's how I love people. I'm not waiting on you to bless me. I want to bless you. Amen? Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. So I'm so excited about this because the heart is everything. And when we get everybody's hearts changing, it's going to change in the community. Everything going to start to change. Everything. 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 Let's everybody stand to your feet. We're going to prepare our hearts for giving. Everybody get your offering in your hand. Get your offering in your hand. Get it in your mind. Get it on your phone. Get it in the app. Wherever you, however you pay your offering, your tithing offering. Just do it. And however the Lord leads you to give, bless. Right? This your last, y'all got two more Sundays, and then we back in rare form, right? Because everybody going to start coming back, right? So go on vacation next week, and then come back ready to go in September, all right? Lord, we ask you to bless this offering. Bless those who have to give. But those who say they don't have, they really have it. Lord, they really have it. They really have it. They just have to do right by you. And so you know whatever it is, whatever you put on their heart to give, we accept it and we receive it. But Lord, more than anything else, I want you to come into the hearts of those who don't know you, who don't have a relationship with you. And I want them to give their heart to you. So I'm asking you, Lord, to touch their hearts somewhere so they have a passionate desire to be a part of this kingdom family. Lord, open up their hearts. Let them join this team. Let them be a part of the community that teaches how to love and how to care. Let them know that's what it's all about. And as we leave this place, never your presence, give us traveling mercy, guide our hearts and guide our minds. Thank you for this offering. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Hey, we got a pick 20. Put the pick 20 up real quick.